ABC Radio Australia.
Well, a proposal to give some Papua New Guinean police officers cash incentives to make arrests has been met with criticism from other public officials, including the country's police commissioner, who has in fact ruled it out. Now, the police commander for the National Capital District, which covers the capital Port Moresby, Perowninandrau, made the suggestion this week. He says it would be a way to improve the record keeping and compliance of officers. But it's led to questions over what kind of precedent it might set for other public servants around the country. ABC Radio Australia's One Talk program reporter Hilda Wayne has been following the story for us. Hilda, what's the police commander for NCD proposing exactly?
Good morning, Catherine. Superintendent Drono has suggested this incentive, which he says would encourage better police work among officers in the nation's capital. Earlier this week, he expressed concern to local media that police are not keeping proper records of arrests. To fix this, he says he's proposing cash incentives of between 200 and 500 kina per officer per month, depending on which unit they're in. Superintendent Drono told Pacific Beat that the incentives will be paid if officers reached certain monthly targets of between 10 and 15 arrests, again depending on units. The money would then be paid to officers after they've reached those targets.
So Hilda, what are some of the reasons behind this suggestion?
Well, Superintendent Drono told me that he came up with this idea hoping it would help improve police work and help to tackle high rates of petty crime in the city. Let's listen to a bit more of what he had to say.
There's a lot of challenges. Slowly, over the few months that were beginning, and then I decided to look, one of the approach like is the increase the arrest on petty crimes. You know, we have a lot of petty crimes around the main areas of the city. So I thought, maybe I could increase it, and I'm trying from that and to directive, and honestly, we still found it difficult because of lack of basic resources that I need to give to the policemen on duty to increase the arrest tally, believing that once we arrest many of the petty crimes, it could help us, you know, make it safer for our residents moving about in the public places.
That's NCD Police Chief Superintendent Peru Drono. And Catherine, I also asked him about funding for this initiative, and he says he's already in talks with stakeholders in the community in NCD, and that some of them are already on board and they would like to support this idea.
But Hilda, it appears that not all officials are on board with this proposal, including the police commissioner, Gary Barkey himself, who said in a statement, well, it's a well-intentioned idea, it's counterproductive. So what other kind of reaction has there been?
It drew an immediate backlash via social media, and some Port Moresby residents are saying this could lead to police making unnecessary arrests for the sake of getting paid. Another resident suggested incentives should be paid upon successful prosecution and not just on arrests alone. There were other public servants who suggested they should be paid incentives too. I spoke with Public Service Minister Elias Kapovore about this, and he made it clear he does not support this idea. Let's hear what he has to say.
I do not support that kind of incentive to be given to police officers. They are already paid by the government to do those, and this is not an extra responsibilities for them to be paid additional incentives to harass people. They are paid by the government, and it is actually within their roles and the responsibilities to do those, to make sure that the upkeep of law and order is done by the general public. And for them to be given additional funding to be paid to harass people is completely out of context.
Public Service Minister Elias Kapovore there expressing his concern at the proposal of cash incentives for arrests. And when I asked for Superintendent Drono's response to Mr. Kapovore's comments, he told me that the minister was entitled to his opinion, but this was his decision.